Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to GPT Infraprojects Limited Q2 and H1 FY25 conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Before we begin, I would like to say that this conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based completely on the company's beliefs, opinions, and expectations as of today. The statements made in today's calls are not a guarantee of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. The company also undertakes no obligation to update any forward-looking statements to reflect developments that occur after the statement is made. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Atul Tandia, Executive Director and CFO. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good morning, everyone, and a warm welcome to the GPT Infraprojects Limited second quarter ended September 30, 2024, earnings conference call. I hope you all have the opportunity to review the financials as well as the presentation uploaded on the website of the stock exchanges as well as our website yesterday. I will briefly cover the key highlights for the quarter. Joining us on the call today is also Stellar IR, our investor relations advisors. Some of the key significant milestones during the quarter and the half-year ended September 30, 2024. We successfully completed a fundraise through a QIP of rupees 175 crores on August 29, 2024. This was done within 55 days of the board approval by placement of shares to marquee investors, showing continuous interest in the company. The issue saw a demand of almost 2.5 times from the investors. I want to extend my heartfelt thanks to our BRLMs, Motilal Oswal, Legal Counsels Crawford Bailey, the stock exchanges, and the investors who placed trust in us and contributed to the success of our QIP. I would also like to thank the internal team at GPT who worked day and night to ensure the success of the QIP within 2 months. In the first week of July 2024, we completed our third bonus issue of 1:1 in the last 7 years, thus strengthening the capital base of the company and providing liquidity to the investors. As for the execution cycle, a continued execution of the order book witnessed a strong growth in top-line numbers while also maintaining the EBITDA margin above our hurdle rate of 13%, and we are on track to achieve a 20-25% growth for the full year. We have substantially reduced our debt by almost 95 crores in this quarter. The first interim dividend of FY 24-25 of Rupee 1 per share has also been announced by the board, thus rewarding the shareholders for the performance of the company, which is also in line with the dividend policy of the company. The net proceeds of Rs. 169.6 crores from the QIP have been fully utilized as per the shareholder approval without any deviations, a substantial portion of which was used to repay the outstanding borrowings, while the remaining portion has been used for general corporate purpose. This capital infusion has had a profound impact on our financial position. The company has been able to repay a major of its term loans and also free up its working capital limits, which will lead to the debt position reducing substantially. Our external credit rating is also under review by CRISIL, and we expect a positive movement. In addition, the consortium banks have agreed to partial release of the pledge of the shares by the promoters, for which documentation is under process. The reduction in debt will lead to substantial savings in the finance costs going forward, and thus translate to higher margins and cash flows. With a strengthened balance sheet leading to an increase in the net worth of the company, we are now eligible to bid for projects above 1,500 crores. Now getting into the details of our financial performance for the second quarter and the half year ended for the fiscal 2025. Our revenues for Q2 FY25 were at 280 crores on a standalone basis, which compared to rupees 225 crores last year, representing a growth of 27% YOY. On a consolidated basis, the revenues stood at rupees 288 crores compared to rupees 234 crores for the last year, representing a growth of 23% YOY. On a half-year basis, the revenue were at rupees 517 crores on a standalone basis, which were higher by 13.4% YOY as compared to rupees 456 crores last year. And on a consolidated basis, the revenue stood at rupees 529 crores compared to rupees 470 crores last year, with a growth of 12.7% YOY. In both standalone and consolidated numbers, we have set a target of growth of 20-25% for the current fiscal year. This growth will be majorly driven by significant execution in the infrastructure segment, which accounts for almost 90% of our revenues. Our standalone EBITDA for the quarter ended September 30, 2024, stood at Rs. 40 crores compared to Rs. 27 crores, representing a growth of 47% YOY. And EBITDA for the half year was Rs. 74 crores compared to Rs. 60 crores last year. That is a growth of 25%. The consolidated EBITDA was at Rs. 33 crores for the quarter compared to Rs. 32 crores last year, representing a growth of 2.8%. And EBITDA for the half year stood at Rs. 69 crores on a consolidated basis compared to Rs. 62 crores on a consolidated level last year, representing a growth of 7.9%. We are very confident of maintaining our long-term EBITDA margin at 13%, which we have also done historically from the operations. With the improvement in revenue, the operational efficiencies have helped us ensure long-term EBITDA, and we expect the same to be maintained going forward as well. There has been an exceptional growth in profit after taxes, with consolidated PAT for Q2 at 18 crores. That is a growth of 30% compared to Rs. 14 crores last year. Standalone PAT was at Rs. 22 crores, which is a growth of 90% from 11 crores last year. In terms of our segmental performance, the infrastructure segment continues to be the backbone of our business and reported revenue of Rs. 490 crores for the half year ended September 30, 2024. This segment continues to be contributes almost 93% of our total revenues for the period. The key contracts for the infrastructure segment continue to perform well, with contracts like NHAI Ganga Bridge, Prayagraj, Mathura Jhansi, Majorhat and Baikra driving a major part of our revenues. The order backlog in this segment is Rs. 3372 crores. The sleeper segment has an order backlog of Rs. 238 crores and is driven majorly by the performance of the domestic business in Panagarh and also contribution from the South African subsidiary. In terms of the Ghana factory, we have received the advance from the customer and the raw materials have already been ordered. We expect to start the production in December 2024. With a thriving order book and reduced debt position, we are well positioned to navigate the dynamic landscape. As we move forward, we are confident in our ability to capitalize on the positive momentum generated by these factors. Our focus on maintaining a robust and healthy order book, coupled with continuous efforts to optimize our financial structure, lays a foundation for our future growth trajectory. In terms of our order book, as of September 30, 2024, we have a net unexecuted order book of Rs. 3610 crores, which represents almost 3.6 times our FY24 revenues, providing a strong visibility to the investors and to the management. The order inflow during the year was Rs. 1040 crores. That is all from my side. Thank you, and I look forward to addressing any questions that you might have with respect to our financial performance and future prospects. I'll now request the moderator to open the floor for any question answers.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. An operator will take your name and announce your turn in the question queue. Participants are requested to only use handsets while asking a question. Participants are requested to press star and one to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question is from line of Parth Kotak from Plus 91 Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Hi Atul sir, thanks for taking my question. Congratulations for a decent set of number for you and your teams. Sir, I have two questions, one on concrete sleeper sales and Ghana factory operations. The year-over-year sales from concrete sleeper segment have remained flat while you mentioned in the opening comments that the Ghana factory will be operational from December. Could you provide an update on the current production status and contribution from the Ghana factory to concrete sleeper segment? Have there been some challenges which we have encountered? Because I think from our last conversation, I remember we were expecting a decent increase in sales from this segment for the current year.
Sure. So this year, we expect this segment to do almost 140 crores of revenue, which will be a jump from 95 crores done last year, which is a significant jump. In terms of the Ghana factory, like I said in my opening remarks, the December we will start the production there, and the revenue will start booking in Q4. We expect a 25 odd crores revenue inflow from Ghana in Q4, 25 to 30 crores.
Okay, perfect, sir. That's helpful. Sir, second question is on the bid pipeline and capital utilization. Following the recent capital raise, GPT Infra is now eligible to bid for larger projects. Could you share insights into the current bid pipeline, particularly regarding any larger projects that the company has pursued post the capital raise? Additionally, have there been any new orders secured in the last quarter, and how does the company plan to leverage its enhanced financial capacity to drive future growth?
So in terms of order bidding, we are continuously bidding for new orders. We have bid for some large contracts, 1,000 crores plus each as well. There are some contracts wherein the prices have not been opened, so we're not sure what is the exact status. Once that is obviously done, we will announce it to the larger investor community. We are, post the QIP, obviously there is a lot of depth available with the management to do much more faster execution, as well as do procure more contracts. Like I said in my opening remarks, with the improvement in the net worth, we are now eligible to bid for contracts up to 1,500 crores. This will allow us to address a much larger piece of the infrastructure investment in the country. We are the balance sheet being strengthened obviously will lead to much more better cash flows and savings on the interest cost as well.
Super, sir. Super. Thanks for appreciate the clarification, and I wish you all the very best for the quarters to come.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from line of Kashvi from JRK Stockbroking. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hello. I'm audible.
Yeah. Please go ahead.
Firstly, I would like to congratulate the management on great set of numbers, and thank you for this opportunity. So my first question is that the consolidated order book was around 3,670 crores as on the previous quarter. However, we have seen that the order book as on this date stands at 3,610 crores. So are we seeing any slowdown in order inflows, especially as government spending has slowed down?
So we in this quarter, we have done almost 290 crores of execution. And we have got contracts of almost 240 odd crores. So that is why the net order book has come down by almost 60 odd crores. This is, we have got two or three large contracts also in this quarter. It is not as if nothing has come through in this quarter. For the full year, like I said, we have got 1,000 plus crores of new orders. We expect to hit our number of 2,000 crores new order inflows for the year. In the balance four and a half months that is there for the year.
Okay, thank you. And sir, my next question would be, sir, the consolidated EBITDA margin fell from 13.8% to 11.5%, almost 230 basis points. Going forward, do we have any chance in recovery of this EBITDA margin?
So the consolidated margin has fallen mostly on account of on consolidated basis in terms of the fluctuation in the Ghana currency. The Ghana currency is quite volatile. Having said that, our contract in Ghana is in euros. The payments to customers are also in euros. So once the factory starts, we don't see much of challenge in that as well.
Okay.
It's not a cash loss. It is a mark to market loss in terms of currency.
Okay. Got it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take our next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Our next question is from line of Shivam Revankar from VS Revankar Holdings. Please go ahead.
Hi, Atul, can you hear me?
Yeah, please go ahead.
Yeah. Congratulations, Atul. Great quarter. My question was that now that with enhanced financial capacity and ability to bid for larger projects, you mentioned you bid for a couple of 1,000 plus crore projects. So what happens in case you land a project so somewhere around 1,300, 2,500 crores as a single order. Does that mean we will stop bidding for more projects, or would there be any alternative arrangements in place to, you know, expand the capacity, the bandwidth?
So honestly, we have enough bandwidth to bid for more projects. Why we do set a target is of 2,000 crores is that we would always like to have a bid pipeline or an order book outstanding of 3 to 3.5 times our trailing 12-month numbers. With 2,000 crores, that number can be achieved. If the new contracts that we are bidding for do meet our hurdle rate of 13% EBITDA, we would be happy to add on more contracts and take it up to 2,800 crores as well. We are not stopping in terms of bidding our bidding pipeline any time in the near future.
Yeah. Okay. That's great. And you know, from the previous questions asked by the last two gentlemen, you know, the factories that we have in you know, the Africa region, what are the payment arrangements like there? I mean, is it like do we get paid in like dollar terms, or is it in local currency, and that's why we face, you know, the currency translation losses?
So South Africa and Namibia, we get paid in local
dollars, yeah.
South African rand, and Ghana we get paid in euros. South Africa, the currency is not that volatile. Ghana, since we are making the balance sheet in the local currency as per the laws in Ghana, there's a currency translation loss, which is a mark-to-market loss. But there's no cash loss because all our bank accounts are also in the euros as well, and payments, receipts, as well as expenditures also in euros.
Okay. That's it from my end. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from line of Pavek, who's an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah. So congratulations for a really good set of numbers. Sir, you already answered on the EBITDA margin going forward. But I also wanted to understand whether in October and November of this financial year, are we doing a monthly run rate of over 100 crores?
Yes, we did. We did about 100 crores in a monsoon quarter for a construction company, which is the second quarter. So we did about 280, 285 crores, which is almost 100 crore kind of run rate.
Correct. So we are maintaining a similar run rate even in this quarter, right, of this financial year?
Slightly higher.
Okay. And sir, regarding the finance cost, since we have repaid 95 crores in debt, what is the finance cost that we can expect for Q3 and Q4?
About 6 crores.
Okay, so 3 crores per quarter roughly around. Okay. And sir, in the previous con call you had given...
No.
Hello?
Just to clarify, it was 6 crores per quarter, I'm saying. I'm not saying 6 in total.
Okay. But sir, we have significantly paid down the debt, so the finance cost comes down by only 2 crores per quarter?
The finance cost will come down by slightly more, but there's a lot of new equipment that we are taking in terms of for the new contract, so there will be some financing required for that as well.
Okay. And so my last question is for this year, you know, you had guided for a 45% profit growth. So are we like guiding the same for this financial year?
Yes.
Okay. Thanks a lot, sir. You have answered all my queries. Thank you.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants that you may press star and 1 to ask a question. Our next question is from line of Nishan Gupta from Minerva Global Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. So thank you for the opportunity. I have two broad-based questions to you. One is, what is your expectation or what is your vision to take this company forward, let's say, next 2-3 years in terms of revenues? Or what is your long-term vision?
So the target is to double the revenues to 2,000 crores in the next 3 years. So last year we did a revenue of almost 1,000 crores, 1,000 crore plus. And by FY27, we should hit a number of 2,000 crores.
Maintaining the same EBITDA margins, right, sir? Around 14, 13, 14%.
13%, yes.
Okay. Sir, the second question is a bit broad. The company is doing very well. I mean, you are clocking numbers. You also did a fundraise at around 175 rupees a share. Any particular reason why the street is not valuing this company in a way, you know, the company is clocking the growth? I know you are accountable to the company and the business, but any idea around the market, what is happening around that?
I cannot and do not comment on the market.
Okay, sir. No problem. No problem. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Ankit Shah, who's an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for the opportunity. Congrats on the successful fundraising of the QIP in record time. Just wanted to know, like, what's your vision about the company in the long to medium term, and what's your, like, what CAGR of top line can we assume from here on? We just want to know the broad numbers from here on that how much growth are we expecting?
In terms of revenue, like I just said earlier to, I think the gentleman previous to you, is that in the next 3 years, we expect to double our revenues from 1,000 crores last year to 2,000 crores in FY 2027. This would entail a CAGR of almost 24%. This is quite a healthy growth number. This is in terms of revenues. EBITDA would remain at 30%. PAT would grow disproportionately given the finance cost coming down and the operating leverage kicking in.
Okay. Thank you. I got it. Apart from that, I just wanted to know, like, this growth guidance, what you're giving. This growth will be mainly coming from your railway orders or from road also. How will the revenue mix look in the future?
It is a mix of railways and roads. Today, railways accounts for almost 40%-45% of our infrastructure order book, and balance is from NHAI, MoRTH, et cetera. It's a mix of both. We are not dominant towards either base. The sleeper business obviously is only railways. If you add that to the infrastructure business of railways, we are majority of the revenues do come from railways. For us, it'll be a mix of both.
Okay, great. Thank you. Just one last question from my side. Just wanted to know how is the bid pipeline looking and how is the order book, like what are the order book guidance and also from your end. Just wanted to know how is the industry doing and any insights about the order pipeline and all as well.
We have got almost 1,050 crores of orders in this financial year. We expect to bag about 2,000 crores plus for the full year, which means an order inflow of 1,000+ crores for this year and in the next 4.5 months. The government spending on infrastructure is quite good and a renewed focus on the infrastructure. We don't expect any challenge with respect to that as well.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Next is a follow-up question from the line of Shivam Ravankar from V.S. Ravankar Holdings. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Atul, you know, I think I might have joined couple of minutes late, and I sort of overheard that you mentioned something in lines of some positive developments around external commercial borrowing. Am I hearing it correct or was it something?
No, I never mentioned that. I think you are mixing some other call.
Oh, okay. 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 Sure. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one at this time. Our next question is from the line of Akhilesh Gandhi from PwC. Please go ahead.
Hey. Hello, Mr. Tantia. Congratulations for really stellar results on this quarter. I wanted to ask with regards to the promoter share pledging. What's your outlook for reducing the pledge over the next few quarters or by end of this financial year?
Like I said in my opening remarks, the consortium banks have already agreed to release part pledge of the promoters. The documentation is in process, and hopefully it should be concluded next week. That will reduce the promoter pledge from the current 51% of the company to almost  34%-35% of the company. 14%-15% of the pledge will be released. The balance also we expect by this time next year to also get released significantly as well. And this is, again, I would like to clarify, is towards the working capital of the company and not for any other purpose.
Got it. I wish you the best for the next quarter and the financial year. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. As there are no further questions, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Atul Tantia for closing comments.
Thank you everyone for your questions, and I hope I have suitably addressed the same. In case you have any further questions, please do get in touch with us. Thank you and have a good day.
Thank you. On behalf of GPT Infra Projects, that concludes this conference. We thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.